Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Tamika. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality insurance purposes. How may I help you?
So I need to file a claim.
Okay, can I have your social security number?
417-313199.
Okay. And your first and last name?
Justin Lawrence.
And your date of birth?
7/5/1984.
And your mother's maiden name?
Blair.
Okay. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What's your preferred language?
Oh, I thought you... English is my preferred.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Do you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest level of grade you completed in school?
12.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking and savings account or the Alabama Vantage Prepaid Benefits Card. Which one would you prefer?
The prepaid card.
Benefits card?
Yeah.
Right. And can you provide your address for me?
116 Bolleville, Bolleville Lane, and it's Tony, Alabama,
7/7/3. Okay, you said Tony, Alabama.
Yeah.
And 35773.
Yeah.
Okay, and can you provide your telephone number?
356-937-6863.
Okay. Yeah, so I have your address as 116 Bolleville Lane, Tony, Alabama, 35773. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1440 Rock Creek Lane, 216 Viewpoint Circle, 224 County Road, 1494, 431 Sarah Land Avenue, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses?
The 224 County Road, 1494.
You said 224 County Road, 1494?
Yeah.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 414 Clancy Street, 66 Cason Chase Trace, 71 53 Lazy Brook Drive, 831 Artillery Range West, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
Not associated with.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Prattville, Gaston, Athens, Coleman, or none of the above?
Coleman.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employee that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing for DUA?
No.
What was the last day that you worked?
February 4th
of this year.
Yeah.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solidly on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Mm-hmm. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Yes, 30.
Okay. What is the lowest hourly rate you will accept?
I guess 20. I was making $33 an hour.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
What was your job title / description?
Robotics programmer.
So you will open test and maintain unmanned automated?
Yeah.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
And your last employee was Polaris Industries?
Yes.
All right, and do you mind providing me that phone number?
Let's see. 356-822.
Area code?
Yeah, area code's 256.
256.
8. 822 3200.
Okay, and what was the last day that you, what was the first, your start date? I'm sorry.
My start date was November 30th of 2016.
And your last day was the 4th of this year of, I mean, the 4th of this month?
Yes.
And the city and state?
Huntsville, Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Is this your separated employer?
Is it my what?
Is this your separated employer?
Yes.
Why are you no longer working?
They let me go because they were overstaffed in the position I was in.
So you was laid off? So you was laid off?
Yeah, I was they didn't say laid off. They just said let go because they were overstaffed in the position I was in, and they went by the lowest on the total pool pretty much.
So you was laid off as a no work is available?
Yes. But they didn't say laid off. They said let go.
Okay. And do you have do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withhold for federal income tax?
No.
All right. And your temporary PIN is going to be 9984. It's always the last two of your Social Security number and the last two of your birth year.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar week that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in the loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file by the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Mr. Lawrence, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama. I'm sorry?
I was just saying I can't think of any questions.
Okay. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center, and you have a great rest of your day.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.